Time now to check in with our friends at the United Way of Greater Lorain County. They present this segment every month on WEOL, and we've got the CEO, President Ryan Aroney. Good morning, Ryan. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. It's really good to be back on the air with you. It's been a little while.
Yes, yes, it has, and we appreciate you joining us this morning to talk about some of the things that are going on. I see on the front of your website and Facebook as well, you're looking for people to participate in the Bee. Talk about that.
Yeah, we are. The Bee has evolved over the years. It's our signature fundraiser. Many people might remember we had a spelling bee called Spellebrate, and over the last couple of years, that has grown to include more than just spelling. There's four competitions that folks can take part in. Spelling, there's history, STEM, and art, and there's four different competitions, and teams can sign up to play either in one of those or in all four, and the proceeds go to support United Way's education initiatives here in Lorain County. And it's a lot of fun, and this year we're continuing to do it virtual, and that really gives, we think, people an opportunity to engage some of their friends and family who maybe aren't living locally, because if they can get on a Zoom, they can join your team and play in the competition and have a lot of fun.
I know you participate in the spelling aspect of it. How does the drawing part work over well? People are showing a close-up of a screen and trying to determine what stick figure and shape is supposed to be?
Pretty much exactly that, yes. We use the whiteboard function on Zoom, and it's a game of Pictionary. So one member of the team will get a word secretly chatted to them, and when they're ready, they start drawing that whatever object is chatted to them on the whiteboard, and their teammates have to guess. And as many words as they can get right in the allotted amount of time is how many points they get for that round. Each of the competitions is different, so art is Pictionary. History is really modeled after like a bar trivia night. And STEM is, are you smarter than a middle schooler? We actually use real middle school STEM-related questions from tests with our partner schools here in Lorain County. And then the spelling bee is, as you know, Bruce, a pretty legit spelling bee. You have to be a strong speller to take part in that. Or, as I've always said, you can just not be a good speller and be okay with having a lot of fun and doing your best. So, four entirely different competitions, and when you wrap it all up, it becomes the Bee. Each competition has a $300 prize package for the winner, and then the overall winner of the entire competition, whoever scores best amongst the four competitions, wins $1,000. The price to join for a team is $225, and that gets you a roster of five people. And then three of those people play in each competition. So that means you can actually swap out. If you have a really good speller in your friends group, they can play in the spelling bee. If you have someone who's really good at history, they can play in the history bee, and you can swap out. So it's $225 for a five-person roster, and then a chance at a $300 prize pack in each competition and $1,000 cash prize overall. So a really good benefit to the winners, and a really good benefit to the community.
Talk a little bit about the importance, really, of funds raised for things like this and these different type of fundraisers, how that really helps out with what United Way does.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, the community has always been a huge supporter of United Way, and we've largely been connected to the workplace over the years, and I think most people are familiar with United Way having a campaign at the place where they work. And we've really been diversifying that over the years to give other people in the community an opportunity to support in other ways. And financially, you can support without working at a place that runs a campaign. And this is a way to do that. And also, there's volunteer opportunities and advocacy opportunities. But particularly for this event, it's become a core part of our annual fundraising, something that we really rely on to sustain the education collaboratives. We're focused on kindergarten readiness and middle school success. In particular, this event supports our middle schoolers. It's often an overlooked age group, and it's a really critical time to make sure we're preparing these kids to make smart, healthy decisions. And, the after effects of the pandemic has really hit this group in particular hard as well, with, being socially isolated in this really kind of awkward time. So So we want to make sure we're able to sustain and even increase the support that we give to them, and the B helps us do that.
We were with Ryan Aroney, President and CEO of United Way of Greater Lorain County. Small Business United, what is that about?
Another unique thing that we've launched within the last year, Small Business United is a way for us to give back to the local small businesses. You know, coming out of the pandemic, we typically, for example, for an event like the Bee, we would have gone to small businesses and asked them to sponsor. And after the pandemic, we didn't feel good about that. You know, a lot of folks were shut down and struggling and some closed. And we wanted to come up with a way that we could activate the power of our network, United Way donors and volunteers, to actually go out and support businesses in Lorain County. And so we partnered with a lot of local businesses to create Small Business United. And the way it works is we promote a featured list of Lorain County small businesses. And in exchange, those businesses give customers an opportunity to make a donation that comes back to United Way. It's not the company making a donation per se, it's customers giving a donation on top of supporting that business. And so we have a list on our website, uwlorainecounty.org, of the businesses that are participating, and we rotate through and add new ones on a rotating basis. But right now, particularly in Elyria, we have two really interesting ones and fun ones that are going on. Franklin Brewing has a special beer that they've released in partnership with United Way of Greater Lorain County, and it's called Philanthropy Winter, and it's an oatmeal stout. And you can buy four packs, and 20% of each four-pack goes back to United Way. And we're also partnering with Vandermark Jewelers in downtown Elyria, and they have a special brand of freshwater pearl bracelets that actually have some really good prices, and 25% of those for the entire month of March are coming back to United Way. So we wanted to highlight those two in particular, but again, at uwlorainecounty.org, you can see the entire list, and there's places all over Lorain County that you can go support.
Ryan, it's March. Time to talk taxes. What's going on?
It is. It's tax time. We're right in the thick of it. United Way leads the Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. And what we do is we recruit and train volunteers to become IRS certified to do taxes for people. And then we reach out into the community to find low to moderate income workers. Generally, a household that earns about $60,000 or less qualifies for the service. And then we match those two groups. So people who qualify to have their taxes done for free go to one of four sites. They actually would call 211 to make an appointment. They'll have a date and a time to show up at one of the four sites across Lorain County. And then a volunteer does their taxes for them for free, both state and federal. We have a site coordinator and a quality reviewer at each site, so it's always double checked. We have a really, really high success rate in terms of turning those into the IRS and having them be accepted. It's a top-notch program, and it's honestly one of the signature programs of United Way. And so what we're, what we want to get out there right now is, A, for folks who haven't had their taxes done yet, please call 211. We have, they book fast, but we have opened up some new slots recently. And we also have same-day appointments available if you can't get an appointment by calling 211. Same-day appointments are Saturdays at the Elyria Public Library West River Branch. It's every other Saturday, including this Saturday. And you show up at 8:45 a.m., and you actually make an appointment for later that day. And if it's later in the day, you can go home and then come back at your allotted time. It's first come, first serve based on the amount of volunteers and slots that we have available. But those are the two ways for people to get their taxes done for free. Call 211 and make an appointment, or check the dates of the same-day appointments at the Elyria Public Library West River Branch.
Yep, and that 211, always good for any kind of resources. If people are struggling or have issues about stuff, they can call 211, and you've got all sorts of folks behind that that can help them in all different categories for sure. So that's always good.
Absolutely. 24 hours a day, information and referral hotline. There's a trained operator there who knows Lorain County, knows what's available. Anything that you might be looking for, anything you can imagine, that database is very robust, and the operator can put you in touch.
All That's good. Well, Ryan, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us. I know you have a lot more time now that there's no baseball happening right now, right? You're going to have to figure out what your weekends and weeknights are going to do. So maybe you'll be filling out more tax prep in the meantime. So appreciate your time.
My pleasure. It's good talking to you guys. Take care.
Ryan Aroney joining us this morning, United Way of Greater Lorain County, the president and CEO.